Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Carlene Evans and she is a lecturing night for the local Elks group. Good morning to you, Carlene.
Good morning, LaVon. Nice to see you.
Yes, great to have you here because you have an exciting event coming up that we want to let people know about.
I do indeed. The Elks are presenting our first large craft art show and it's going to be September 11th. With some in the evening on the 10th.
Okay. So that date should be really easy for people to remember, although a lot of people don't make anything of September 11th anymore.
9/11 is one that's etched in my memory forever.
Yes, for sure. So this is something good to do, something fun to do.
Yes.
Is to come to the Elks or to...
Come to the Elks 445 right next to the police station on Walnut Street.
Okay. So that's where everything will be out there. And I know, Carlene, you've worked hard at getting some things, some crafts, some art that perhaps we haven't seen before.
I'm hoping that's the case. We are going to have everything from homemade bags, rugs, crafts, knitting, to the Ruby Ribbon. Have you heard of that?
No.
Well, it is actually women's personal garments.
Oh, okay.
And they fit up to a G, K, I, J. I mean, it's...
Yeah, I've never even heard there were those sizes. So
it's well, there are.
Yes.
And the lady's out of Harlan. And I'm very excited that she has reached out for being a vendor there. Also, we have homemade leather goods, or handmade, I should say. Jim does beautiful work. And we have baked goods by Holiday Baking Company. Do wonderful pies, cupcakes, all that good stuff.
And remember, a lot of that can go in the freezer. If you're planning ahead for a special event, you know, and you go, well, I don't really want to eat all of this now. Well, maybe I want to, but I shouldn't.
That's true.
So you can plan for tomorrow.
They're getting their business right out there so people know about it.
Good.
And I think they do a fantastic job. Yeah. We also have a lady that's going to have tumblers and signs. And
Tumblers,
you know, the ones that you put your drinks in and take it to go.
Okay.
And we're going to have a nice selection of signs and yard art made out of steel.
Oh,
and
that's unique.
Some are painted, some are not, so they can either rust or they can be sealed so that they're shiny. Some real fun things.
Okay, so that's we usually think of those as being out of wood, but so this is nice to have a variety, and maybe it fits a different style of decorating actually when it goes to metal, and especially
that's
if you can
possible.
Choose shiny.
The very favorite gnomes.
Oh, yes.
There's those that, you know, he has small and large, as well as chickens that you can put into your yard. They're on stakes. But they're very heavy duty, well made, and I think he does a fine job.
Okay, good. So what else is that? We've sort of got decor. We've got food. We've got kind of clothing, but that's not the end of the list.
No. We also have someone that paints, soy candles, homemade rugs. Remember the old wagon wheel rugs?
I'm not sure wagon wheel, but I have homemade rugs, and they last forever. I love them.
A lady makes them out of all kinds of material, but she actually makes them on an old wagon wheel.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No, so I'm not familiar with that. New something to go see. Yeah,
she pins it, and then she weaves in and out and around.
Goodness.
And I have them in my home, and I've had some of them for 15, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So they're a great investment.
Right. Life, kind of almost lifelong, maybe. Depending on how you use them and how many times you have to wash them. I'm sure you can wash them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
They wash beautifully.
Yeah.
We also have a lady that does gorgeous embellishments on crystal.
Hmm.
Ellie Rutherford, I'm sure you So she's going to have a small booth there as well.
And that's certainly unique.
Yes, crafty. Yeah. She's so crafty.
Huh. Embellishments on crystal, mm-hmm. Okay.
You'd have to see it.
Yeah. Well, that's true of a number of these, but that will make it more fun to come to this show and perhaps find some Christmas presents.
And Halloween decorations.
Okay. Yeah. Is that our list?
Pretty much our list. Okay. Probably have a few surprises coming, but... Okay. That's about it.
But I think one point, you know, so often people want to have more and more vendors. You know, let's advertise, we've got 30 vendors. This is a smaller number, but it seems to me, Carlene, they're unique.
Yes.
And you're going to have space for everybody to come and enjoy.
And this also I'd like to mention, the Elks 445, we are looking to raise money for our roof fund, which is where this money is going.
I've heard something about roofs before.
But
yes. But, you know, if you don't have a good roof, you might as well not do a whole lot of other things.
Yeah, so, well, we need to replace our roof.
Yes.
So.
And that's a fairly inexpensive kind of thing to do.
Very.
So if when people buy things, they can not only enjoy them, but know that they're helping out the Elks. And the Elks do a lot of great things.
The vendors are actually keeping the money that they earn at their booths. They are paying us for the booth,
right,
which is where we're getting money on this. And if anyone would like to make a donation, that we certainly will have a place for that when they come in the door.
Yeah. I want to talk about two things. One is, what's a lecturing night? You said you are a lecturing night, correct?
Yes. My purpose is to shower brotherly love. And it is something that I'm learning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know everything about it yet because it's new to me.
So do you come up with the little activities, little motivation, little explanation? She's working on it.
I just don't know what else to say about it
okay.
at this point.
Okay. But one of the important officers in the Elks. So then the other thing I thought we might talk about just a couple minutes is what the Elks do. I mean... It is an organization that, you know, has members, but
yes,
they do good work for lots of other people.
We do. We are a benevolent organization. One of the things that my office does is we work collecting deer hides during deer season, and those hides are treated, and then we ship them off to another place where they actually make gloves, and we not only have veterans that do that, but they also, it's a money maker for the VA.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We like to help the vets as much as we can. We also are right now doing the soft plastic challenge to get 500 pounds of soft plastic, which I'll be putting some boxes around the town, but you've already seen some out there. And we're hoping to get a bench after we reach the 500 pounds to put someplace in this community mm-hmm. or a neighboring
mm-hmm.
town.
Yeah. And, you know, 500 pounds of soft plastic, plastic bags of all kinds, doesn't hardly seem possible. But it counts up.
Very possible, yeah.
Yes.
So we're in the process of doing that right now. But we also, we try to reach out to the veterans as much as we can. If anyone knows of someone that is in dire need, please let us know.
Okay. And I know that youth programs are important to you.
Yes.
And a number of other community projects.
Yeah, we just did a bike rodeo for the kids.
Yeah. Great. So let's remind folks what they don't want to miss out on: the date, the time, the place.
The craft/art fair will be held at the Elks 445 at 411 Walnut Street. That will be on September 10th, 4 to 8, and the 11th, 9 to 3.
All right. Come and see what's new and interesting and how talented people are in the area. So we want to thank you very much, Carlene Evans, for being with us
thank
today.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Here's a thought. The short-term pain of facing a truth is far better than the long-term pain of believing a lie.